introduciendo a DJ Ceviche.
Pero ven acá, muchacho, ¿y para qué tú quieres tanta novia?
Me la voy a llevar la toa pa' un VIP, un VIP, ey. Saluden a Titi, vamos a tirar un selfie. Say cheese, ey, que son días.
Buenos días, welcome back to the Morning Buzz. I'm your host DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garro. It is now 8:08, and in the studio here, joining me is New Hope's very own Pastor Dave, also known as DJ Bishop. How are you doing today, DJ Bishop?
Hey, good morning, DJ Ceviche. I'm doing well. I love how you just rolled your R's there. Like, oh man, that's pro level.
Yeah, half Hispanic, so I got the rrr.
I like that. I can do like maybe one or two, and then it stops.
So, what are we going to be talking about today?
So, this morning, we're going to be talking about being compelled by compassion. I love to look at leaders and people who make an impact in this world, and all of them have this level of being compelled by compassion.
Of course.
And so I'm excited to see and lean into this next hour. And, you know, maybe compassion comes easy to you and maybe it doesn't. And that's okay too. But we're going to learn different aspects, how to learn and earn to be compelled by compassion.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And now coming up next, we'll be discussing more about being compelled by compassion with DJ Bishop. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. What can you tell me more about is compelled by compassion?
Yes. Great question. One of the things that we say in our church is that true compassion leads to action. Right? It's not just sitting on the sidelines, but when you're really compelled by compassion, it leads you into a place of serving others. And that's what kind of compassion is a deep concern about someone who's in need, or this feeling that like there is a cause worthy to tackle. And so...
Oh, no, yeah, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. You're like, amen. Yeah. So I think there's something special when every time like people see someone who steps in with compassion, people take notice. Because I think like we all want to step in and to serve and to help others. A big rule of mine is like, I want to raise people up on the shoulders of my faith and the shoulders of where my expertise, so that can be their starting place. That can be their floor. But oftentimes it takes little moments. You know, have you ever seen a moment of compassion, or do you have a personal story, DJ Ceviche, of compassion in your life?
Well, yeah, I believe I was telling you a little bit off air, but I didn't really go into full detail. Back when I used to live in Colombia, I was like 10, 11 around there, there'd be people outside in the streets, usually like selling fruits and stuff like that, and like rolling their little fruit stands or whatever. And this one time, this one guy, his like, I don't know what happened, but his like fruit stand like tipped over or something broke, and it all his like stuff just fell up everywhere. And I saw my stepdad, he went to go help him immediately, like no hesitation. And I noticed that and I was like, wow, why don't I just do that? And then I joined him, help him pick up all his fruit, because I knew like if he was just out there by himself, he'd just leave him out there. Like, but I don't know, I just thought it would have been really messed up. So I went to go help him, and then afterwards my stepdad like made mention of it. He was like, I didn't even have to tell you to do that. Like, I'm really proud of you for like just taking care of that for yourself. Like, and that just stuck with me. Like, I was like, wow, that made me feel good, like, yeah, getting recognition for just doing something that I felt was right without even having anybody to tell me. So I guess that would be an example. Yeah,
that's a perfect example. One of my role models, he says, let the little children lead them, talking about like children have such a pure intent in what they do and how they do it. And because you had zero agenda, like you did it to help that person, not to be like, yo, if I get this fruit guy, if I help the fruit guy, then maybe I'll get like five pieces of fruit.
No,
like,
not at all.
You're like, I see something that needs help, or someone who needs help. And that's kind of what we're talking about. If I could put a finger on it, being compelled by compassion, it is a moment of action to serve, to help, to step in that place. And oftentimes there's a little moment throughout our life that we have opportunities to do that. And these usually come like, you know, little moments our way, and we have this opportunity to step into it. And so one of the first things I would, you know, highlight for today's session is being interruptible.
Interruptible.
Yeah. Having margin in your life, because you're going, you know, you have a mission. In the military, you have a mission. You got to do things. You got to task everything. But if you have interruptibility, that means you have margin to stop to help the fruit guy, to stop and help, and to stop and serve. And a perfect example is just yesterday, I was driving to base, and I saw a friend of mine. He was on the side of the road. I was like, oh, no. You know, something's going on. Like, it, by the way, it's never good to be stranded in Sicily.
No, yeah, I've been there in that position. It is not fun.
No, not fun. And so, like, true compassion leads to action. And I had enough margin. I had enough space and time where I'm like, all right, I'm going to pull over. So I pulled over, checked in on him. He's like, no, I'm good. I just had to respond to something on my phone. I didn't want to drive with the phone. I'm like, dude, that's a smart idea. And he's like, thank you for stopping. And it's like those moments matter. Those moments help. Those moments is where we see the compassion piece that this world so desperately needs. Because when someone, you know, comes in contact with compassion, they come into a place of feeling seen and heard and served. And that is a beautiful thing that we can help and give others.
And it can build almost like a chain reaction too, because you help somebody and then they'll know that feeling. They'll be familiar with it, and then they'll want to help other people for them to feel good.
100%. Yes. And that is the long-term view, is like, you know, you want to, even like generationally wise, you want to raise up your children to help others. Of course, there's discernment. You don't want them to be taken advantage of. But at the same time, like, you still have to take some risks to help people. And so it is worth it to be compelled by compassion.
All right, and now we'll be discussing more about being compelled by compassion with DJ Bishop. You're listening to Be Classic by J01. All right, DJ Bishop, so what other examples can you give us with being compelled by compassion?
That's a great question. Off the top of my head, I got two quick yes. examples. A few years back, my wife and I, we were in the airport waiting for one of our flights. And if you know my wife, she loves coffee. And she also was a huge fangirl of Starbucks.
Oh, my God.
And so, like, this airport at Starbucks, she's like, we gotta go. And so we go and you know, it's okay. I love her. So we go, and we're in this long line. And as we're waiting... And it's a massive airport, by the way, DJ Ceviche.
Yeah.
Big airport. And next to us, there's like 4 escalators.
Oh, my Lord.
A lot, right? It's a big airport. And as we're waiting, I realize there's this lady who's going up to the top of the escalator. She's got her bag, but her bag with like the edge of her skirt gets caught.
On the escalator?
On the top of the escalator. And so the escalator starts, you know, devouring and eating and pulling in the bag, the edge of the hem of her garment. It's pulling this in, and she starts screaming. And she's screaming, and it's echoing throughout the airport, and everyone just freezes and starts watching. And it's like, I didn't think about it. I just ran. I started sprinting to her. I ran up the escalator. I pulled her out, pulled out the luggage, and it was just such an instant reaction, which I'm so thankful, because if I didn't step in, I don't know who would.
Yeah, no, and I'm going to be honest, I would have froze, because it's such a, like, shocking thing. Like, I'm glad you ran. But yeah, continue, please.
Yeah, and so it's like the second thing I want to highlight is you have to be intentional, right? Like, you have to just have this intentionality, like, I'm going to step in no matter what. I'm going to step in even, you know, in real time. I'll be honest, I've never seen that before except for in that moment. And I just had this predetermination to act. And, you know, and I'm not sharing this to say, hey, look at me, or I actually don't know if I've ever shared this example before, but my wife was like, so thankful, and she told me, she's like, I'm glad that you chose to do that, because it is scary in real time, but like being compelled to action or compelled by compassion, there's that action piece. It's like I just stepped into action, because the more you do it, the easier it comes. The more you have those moments like you had with that fruit stand, the more you have those micro moments to step in and to serve, the easier it comes.
And what if you still do feel compelled by compassion, but you just, because honestly, in those situations, I could imagine it was intense. And like I said earlier, I probably would have frozen. But what if my intention was still to help her, but like I just, I'm panicking, she's panicking. how do you just do it? Like how'd you do it? You mentioned like just doing other things to like get used to it, but
yeah, I think I've stepped in to the more you do those awkward step in, like I don't know what it's gonna look like, but I'm just here to help. The more you've kind of conditioned yourself to help in a moment like that. The more you help those fruit stand moments, the easier it will come if it, you know, it scales in intensity, right? Thankfully it wasn't intense, like the fruit wasn't exploding or shooting, but you know, it's having like those little moments build up to another moment like that. For me, I was just reading, you know, as a pastor, one of my go-to sources is the Bible, and I was reading another great example is one of my role models is he's going from town to town, and that's so much of what this is. You're honestly on the move when these moments come, and he's going town to town, and this person comes to him. And this person has been ostracized by society. He has isolation. He also has a skin flesh-eating disease. He's a leper.
Oh my
and
God.
It is intense. And he comes up to Jesus and he says, Lord, if you're willing, make me clean. And what he's asking is like, please help my situation. I am legit suffering. And, you know, he has no friends. He has no family. He has just this place of suffering. And I was reading it, and I see my role model. And I see Jesus, and he says, I am willing. And the next verse, it says, he reaches out and touches the man. And he says, be clean. And immediately, the man was healed of his leprosy. And so like it is that level of stepping into someone's place of suffering and pain and not having fear that their pain and suffering will get to you, but having that hope that your love can serve them.
Yeah, wow. And it's honestly like, people think that's easier to say no, but just saying that yes, it can change somebody's life forever. Just like in that example you just said. So that hits hard.
And it changes us too, right? Like the moment you walked away from that fruit stand and your stepfather just saying, hey, I'm proud of you, son. Like that changed you as much as it helped and changed that person. And so I love that idea of like, compelled by compassion, it's twofold. And every leader I've seen to really be compelled by compassion, they bring that intentionality, they bring that interruptibility, they bring that level of like, I know I have a busy life, but I still want to show up to serve in those still small moments.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And now coming up next, we're discussing more about Compelled by Compassion with DJ Bishop. You'll be listening to Used to Be Young by Miley Cyrus. All right, DJ Bishop, you made some examples earlier in the last break about leaders and how they play a role in compelling and compassion. Can you tell us more of any leaders you might have seen or examples of them?
Yeah, great question. So I was actually just connecting with a friend of mine, and he's one of the commanders on the base. And a good example is that they were waiting for a part, which is very normal. I'm prior military, and sometimes you just gotta wait for parts for the mission to continue. And instead of having his guys come in during the weekend working 12s, he gave them the weekend off because he didn't want to burn out his people when the mission is at a place of a standstill. But as soon as they got the part, like, all right, ops back, like, let's get it, go after it. And I think that's also like a place of compassion, is being proactive. And I think that shows a strong character and knowing like who you're gonna be as a leader. And if I could highlight a third aspect, you know, today we talked about intentionality, interruptibility, and the third aspect with being compelled by compassion, it would be your identity.
Identity. And on that note, honestly, like, we're talking a little bit about this off air, and that's honestly really convenient because I wanted to talk about my own identity, how maybe any advice, because like I mentioned, I just got into the military. I haven't even reached my second year. First duty station, E3. But I'm really looking forward into probably making a career out of this, maybe spending 20 years. And I want to sort of like maybe get some advice on how I can build my identity, especially an identity like relating to leadership, because I'm going to have to be a leader if I'm going to make a career out of this. So if there's anything you could probably tell me.
Yeah, I love that. And first of all, I would say you are a leader. Any person who has a sphere of influence, which is everyone, even kids have a sphere of influence, they're leaders because they're leading someone. But I will tell you this, that recognizing and having your real identity is stronger than any rank. And a good leader is a good follower. And one of the reasons why is because how well you can undertake a command and carry out that mission will one day help you as you give commands and people to have that respect, because there's that humility piece. Having identity matters. Knowing who you want to be and what you're going to bring to others matters. Being compelled by compassion is one component, but that humility factor is so undergrids the compassion piece. It's so undergrids being compelled into action. That humility piece is saying, hey, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about the mission. It's about the cause. It's about for the greater good. It's about making others, you know, a priority. And it doesn't mean you're thinking less of yourself. It's just you're thinking more of others. Some of the best leaders I know is they really take the time to like consider your situation. They really try to put themselves in their shoes. They're the ones who are willing to still take out the trash, no matter the rank. And it's like, hey, let's do this together.
And how about any advice for anybody maybe having like past experiences with bad leaders, and they just have like this sort of idea in their head that like, oh, not because I had to deal with this, now everything else is going to be like that. What, any advice to them?
Yes. Great. Yeah, absolutely. So the opposite of humility is pride. And when you have a tough leader who really walks out in ego and pride, in the civilian sector, they say this: you don't quit your job, you quit your boss. Most people really enjoy what they like to do, but when you have a micromanaging leader who puts pressure on you or does, you know, abuse their rank or really makes other people feel inferior, that is tough to navigate. It is, but you can't throw all of leadership just because of bad few leaders. And the best thing you can do is to develop your own leadership within your life. Okay, I want to be the change. I want to be the change in this place. I want to see a change, so let me be the change. I want to see people serve in this place of suffering, so let me be compelled by compassion. And so it's like choosing, okay, all right, I'm not going to let the outward circumstance define who I am. I'm not going to let the outward world determine who I am. Someone told me this once before. They said, don't let the world change your smile. Let your smile change the world. And I like that aspect because it's like, no matter what the world throws at us, which is, it's not always easy, right? In this world, you'll have trouble, but you can take heart, right? And so we can do that knowing that, like, all right, I'm not going to let this fully define who I am. I know who I am because my identity is secure. So those are the three things I would highlight today, is the interruptibility, intentionality, and identity when it comes to being compelled by compassion.
Well, thank you so much. And now coming up next, we will be wrapping things up with DJ Bishop. You're listening to Pink Pony Club by Chappelle Rowan. All right, DJ Bishops, just as good things come to an end. I hate that they have to come to an end, but they have to come to an end regardless. Right. Is there anything you'd like to tell the Sigonella community?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, thank you so much for this hour, DJ Ceviche. Love that fun DJ name, and, you know, just keep saying it. It's hard not to get hungry, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
And speaking of food, I want to let people know that this upcoming Saturday, the June 14th, so not this one, but the one following that, June 14th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's going to be free steaks for fathers.
Oh.
Free steaks for fathers. Well, there is going to be food for the rest of the family. So you come across, brother. You come here. It's in Mayor Nye. There's going to be free food. There's hot dogs, chips. But we want to bless the fathers for Father's Day. And there's going to be free steaks. And so you do not want to miss it. It's from 11 to 2 on June 14th in Mayor and I, free steaks for fathers. Bring your whole family. We're going to have a bounce house. We're going to have a great time. And so you do not want to miss that. Free steaks for fathers and food for the rest of the family.
And you better take advantage of that free steak. Oh, my God. That sounds so good right now. Maybe it's just the hunger talking, but that sounds so good. I'd definitely go out for it. But anyways, thank you so much for coming in today, DJ Bishop. It was really nice having you here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I hope you have a great rest of your day. It's the same with all of you who are tuning in with the Sunny Sigonella. God bless you guys, and thank you.
All right. Well, stay tuned because up next, you need sports, and tune in later for the Afternoon Alibi with our very own DJ Diesel. This has been DJ Ceviche, better known as Navy Seaman Anthony Garo. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.